Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. We're on LI News, News Radio, and we're talking to Jim Cole. Jim Cole first got my attention. He was speaking at a library near me, and he was talking about, as a matter of fact, that night I think you were talking about the constitutional change that is supposed to come every 20 years but never does. And why don't we start with that? That is something that's coming up soon, right?
Right. The constitutional change that I was talking about on the night that we had met involves New York State's constitution, something that a lot of people don't even know that we have. I mean, we spend a lot of attention and a lot of time talking about the United States Constitution, and the New York State Constitution kind of gets short shrift, I think. So our state constitution has a provision that says every 20 years we will revisit the Constitution in the form of a question that will be on the ballot, and that's coming up in 2017.
But that whole system is perverted by certain, well, let's call them political facts, and I think you started to tell me that when we were at the library. Tell our audience today, why does that system not work?
Well, one of the reasons that the system has failed to work in the past is I think a lot of people didn't even know that this was something that was going to be on the ballot. When I started getting interested in the New York State Constitution and I read this provision, which located in Article 19 of the New York State Constitution, one of the first things I did was I looked back to what happened in the past when we had this provision on the ballot. And the last time it was on the ballot was in November of 1997. And in November of 1997, I looked at how many people voted for this initiative, how many people voted against this referendum on the ballot. And I found out that in that year, 1997, 4.2 million New Yorkers came out to the ballot box. That was only 39% of the registered voters. And out of the 4.2 million that came to the ballot box that day, under a million voted in favor of the referendum, and just under 1.6 million.
Now, the referendum is to say that we're going to revisit everything.
Yes, yeah, sorry. The referendum involves the idea of should we have a convention to revise or amend the New York State Constitution? Should we basically have a forum, a formalized forum, where people will talk about, elected delegates will talk about revising the New York State Constitution? And this was on the ballot, as I said, in 1997. Just under 1 million people said yes. Just under 1.6 million people said no. But most alarmingly for me, just over 1.6 million people never even answered the question. These are people that were standing in the polling place that voted for some candidate in the ballot, but they did not answer the question that was on the ballot about the New York State Constitution. So I formalized three reasons why people might have ignored the question. A, they might be very happy with government in Albany, which
not
I
likely.
Don't think was likely to be the case. B, they didn't think that their vote would matter, possibly, or they didn't know about this ahead of time. So that encouraged me to get out and talk to groups like the group that you had saw me speak in front of about the fact that this is coming up within the next 3 years on the ballot.
I don't want to put a spike in your balloon, man, but you're one guy.
Right. Well, I'm one person, but I think that things are different than they were in 1997. We have the opportunity. I started an organization called ChangeNYS.org, and the idea is to get people educated about New York State government. And one of the things that I want to do is use this referendum to get people aware of the things that are in the New York State Constitution that we might want to think about, change that we might want to keep, just basically start people talking about New York State government more than we do.
Not that this is important, but you must have certain things that you particularly want to see jettisoned or added to. And as I don't mean to say that that's not important, but you're one person and it's one man's opinion. So it's bigger than you.
Well, one of the things absolutely has to be bigger than me. There are two objectives of my organization, ChangeNYS.org. The first objective is to get people aware, first of all, that there's a New York State Constitution and that we have this referendum coming up. So whether they vote yes or no, my organization will be successful if people just know that this is on the ballot.
Maybe so if you looked to get legislation that says it's they have to fund an information campaign 6 months before, that would that fly?
That's actually a great idea. What I intend to do with the organization is when I go to different community groups, I don't walk in as if I have all the answers. So your idea about funding an information campaign would be a great idea, and other ideas I've gotten in speaking to different community groups. So my idea is to have this discussion like you and I are having now, so that I can educate myself about what might be best to talk to other groups. And we could further educate lawmakers who might not even know that this is on the ballot as well.
Yeah, well, what I'm thinking that the people who would be voting on this, if let's suppose we did have a convention, who could run for a delegate to that convention?
So one of the issues that critics of the constitutional convention question have, one of the strong critiques, which I think is very valid, is the fact that there's no provision saying that sitting senators and sitting people that represent us in the New York State Assembly, that they can't be delegates. And there is a provision saying that they have to be paid. So the idea being that local state senators and local representatives in the assembly would not only be drawing a paycheck for their role in the assembly and in the Senate, but they would also potentially, if they're elected to be a delegate at this convention, also be drawing a salary to be a delegate.
And so would my 12 kids that I put in there.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, you'd have a circumstance here that they would be drawing this salary and double dipping. So that's one of the critiques. People are going up to Albany. We don't like what they're doing to begin with, and now we're going to give them two paychecks instead of one. One of the ways I think that we could address that is in 2016, every member of the New York State Senate and every member of the New York State Assembly is going to be up for election or re-election. So what I think that we should do is we should have a petition that we would ask them to sign saying, should there be a convention, you pledge and you win your election, you pledge not to serve as a delegate.
But petitions have no legal value.
They have no legal value. It's just asking a elected representative to give their word.
It's not like what do they call a referendum?
A referendum. No. There will be no legally binding attachment to the promise not to run as a delegate, but it would be going back to this old, you know, premise that we've kind of moved away from of keeping politicians to their word.
You are ridiculous.
Well, one of the things I think that makes this a little less ridiculous in 2017 as opposed to 1997 is social media. So it is just kind of me and a handful of other people in the state talking about this. But I think with social media, with people being as, I guess, upset, to put it mildly, about Albany and their inaction for the most part, that social media could be a way to get this message out.
I want to challenge something you just said a few minutes ago about not having the professionals in there making the decisions, so to speak. We know what happened all over the country when the Tea Party came in. They were upset. They wanted things changed. But they didn't have anybody had any sakel, you know?
Right.
People who had the understanding of the way the country works. Some of these people don't even know that, for example, that the Revolution's first bullets were in Massachusetts and
right.
Not in New Hampshire.
Well, I think that my attempt with this organization is to be kind of nonpartisan. So there are certain things within this that would appeal to people that are, you know, that would be talking like the Tea Party advocates or
Tea
people
Party
that
was
are,
nonpartisan.
Are more liberal.
There was a lot of disgruntled Democrats who were in the original group of people, too.
I think that the best...
They just didn't know.
The best way for us to keep the people's control over a convention and the question over a convention would be to really be careful in our delegate selection process. So the people have a lot of say throughout this process. They decide whether we have a convention. They decide who goes to the convention. Once they produce something at the convention, we vote whether or not in the next election following that convention, we vote whether or not we would enact the reforms that they would put in place. So there are a lot of
Would it be an all-encompassing thing that we'd have to vote on?
One of the critiques of the opponents of this constitutional convention question voting affirmative for it is that it does open up the whole constitution of our state. And I think that that is one of a valid critique, but the check on that again would be the delegate selection process. So if they propose something that was completely off the wall that a lot of people wouldn't necessarily support, the people would be able to reject that.
Let me suggest that referendum would be a good thing to put in, because then you can undo the damage that you did if there was any.
Right.
I'm talking to Jim Colt. This is Ernie Fazio, Earnestly Speaking. He represents an organization called ChangeNewYorkState.org, NYS, actually. And it's an organization that you started, right, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah. I started it early last year.
And he's into this program of educating the people on the referendum on the Constitution, which comes up every 20 years. This is Earnestly Speaking. We'll be back. And this is Long Island News Radio. Thanks for listening.